chat a little bit, and then I will introduce you formally. Mm-hmm. And I just want to, you know, what I want to do is I want to test the tape recorder and see how your voice picks up and whether I have to go a little closer or whether the microphone, you know, how everything will work out. So this is very, very informal, and we'll just take it from here. And let's see, I think I'm going to stop this and then we'll check it. This is Tonya Copel interviewing Professor Rudolf Signer for the Center for History of Chemistry. We are at his home in Gümlingen in Bern, Switzerland, and the date is September the 30th, 1986. Also present is his son Peter, professor for geo and cosmochronology at the Swiss Federal Institute of Technology in Zurich. Professor Signer, I would like to start the interview with a few questions about your early childhood. You were born in 1903 in Herisau, Switzerland. Could you tell me something about your parents, your father?
Yes. The family is owning over many generations a textile firm. And now my oldest brother has his sons running this firm.
Yes.
So there are six or seven generations of Signer working in this field of dyeing and bleaching textiles.
Oh, that's very interesting. Did that have an influence on you, on your study in chemistry?
Yes.
It did.
I was very interested in two things in my youth, in astronomy and in philosophy. And my father told me when I have made the maturité, don't study philosophy because you will not earn a living with this theoretical field. Take either mathematics or physics or chemistry.
Uh-huh.
And so I took chemistry.
You took his advice.
Yes, and that lies in the line of the family.
Yes, yes.
My father was a chemist, educated in the field at Winterthur.
Mm-hmm.
There is a technicum with a section of chemistry.
Mm-hmm.
And there he studied, and he had many friends, chemists too, and he saw them each year, and they all were very lucky to come together.
Oh yes. And what was your father's first name?
Jakob.
Jakob.
Jack.
Yes.
Yes.
And your mother? Was your mother related in any way with science, or was she
a housewife? No, not at all. My father married one of many sisters of a man in St. Gall who built windows. What is that?
Window?
Glaser.
Window panes.
Yes,
yes.
And then his wife died after the birth of the fourth child. And then he was with his four children in the age of 7 years to down to several days,
mm-hmm,
without a mother. And he married a sister of his died wife.
Of his dead wife.
Of his dead wife.
Yes.
And that was my mother.
Oh, and then he had more children.
Yes.
With the second wife.
The only child of the second wife.
The only child?
The only child.
I see.
Of the second wife.
I see. So you are the youngest of the family.
Yes.
I see. And so you have many brothers and sisters, obviously. And did any of your brothers or sisters take up chemistry or anything scientific?
Was student of chemistry in Winterthur too.
Also?
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
And then he was in Krefeld, where a special school for textile students mm-hmm. was to go more in the details of this field.
So you became a textile chemist?
A textile
and
chemist.
Then he was active in the firm,
yes,
in the company.
Yes. And I now see. He died 3 or 4 years ago,
mm-hmm.
and his 2 sons are running mm-hmm. the firm.
What was his first name?
Jakob.
Also,
yes.
Also,
yes.
Yeah, and they called him Jack.
Yes.
So you grew up in a lively family, and you must have a number of memories, many memories from your early childhood. Your schooling, your elementary schooling was in Herisau?
That was in Herisau, and the family had a big rule. Each of my brothers had a hobby,
mm-hmm.
and they all were very nice to the smallest, and I saw how they did their work in the hobby. The oldest were keen in building electrical machines, motors and electrical circuits.
Mm-hmm.
The next brother, he is now still living, 89, was a gardener. He planted fruits and vegetables and bought it to his mother. As a man, he was able
he
to
sold
buy.
It.
He
sold it to his mother.
And
yes.
by the money, he bought new plants to grow them up.
Yes, see
later on, he was a man in
can I help you?
Yes, thank you. In banking.
Oh, commerce.
Commerce, yes.
I see.
He
I
was
see.
Many years in India, in Rangoon,
mm-hmm.
and built up a big business.
But not connected with the textile firm.
No,
he did not
no.
build up a textile
firm. And then the firm. Great disaster came in 1928, and he lost all his money, and my father had to pay a good part of his own money to help.
Help him. What was the Great Disaster?
The Great Depression.
Oh, the Great Depression,
Great Depression
in 1929. Yeah. Oh, I
yes.
see.
Yes.
I see. Yes.
Yes.
Yes. And so
and
well.
The next son, my next brother,
mm-hmm.
was interested in collecting stamps.
Mm-hmm.
So I saw how each mm-hmm. one did very intensively.
Mm-hmm.
His work in the hobby.
It was a very stimulating environment, I would
yes,
say, for
yes,
you.
Yes, I saw so many different
yes,
things.
Yes, yes.
And all
and you got
was
interested.
In my eyes in a very agreeable and friendly
and,
way.
And very pleasant.
Yes.
So you must have been a good student
yes.
in school, which was, of course, easy in elementary school.
At the gymnasium.
At the gymnasium, yes. That's we're going now to the secondary
yes.
school.
There were
where was that?
Sengol.
Oh, in Sengol, not
that
in Herisau.
No. Even the canton Appenzell
mm-hmm.
had at that time not this sort of school.
Mm-hmm.
So if one would prepare for studies at
mm-hmm.
University, one had from Herisau to go to Sengol.
Yes.
And in our class were 2 people, each one would be the first. One was myself,
mm-hmm.
and the other is the father of the Bundesrätin Elisabeth Kopp.
Oh, how interesting.
Yes. Max Ickleit.
Oh, yes.
And
yes.
We always looked to be at the top.
Uh-huh, you were competitive.
Yes.
That was healthy.
Yes.
Very good. And so you both went single.
To single.
So
yes.
You, what grade did you enter in single? Did you go to the first class, first grade in gymnasium, or did you enter
the,
after secondary
I
school?
Was
or
6 years in
Herisau.
And then there is a secondary school.
Yes, yes.
And there I was 2 years.
Right.
And from this time I entered the first class of the technical division of the Kantonschule.
Oh, I see. Not the gymnasium.
You see, the technical division has the same classes as the gymnasium,
mm-hmm.
but no old language.
Yes, yes.
Instead of the old languages, we had very much mathematics,
mm-hmm.
then physics, chemistry,
mm-hmm.
and the principal natural sciences.
Yes.
Botany and geology,
mm-hmm.
and so on. So I had already in St. Gaul the possibility to develop my mind in the direction of natural science.
Mm-hmm.
And that goes on to my son, onto the son of my son.
Yes.
They don't like languages.
They don't like languages.
So many irregular words and words.
Yes. Well, and you, so you must have had chemistry
and
you liked
St. Gaul,
it.
There
at St. Gaul.
Was just a new professor for chemistry,
mm-hmm.
just coming from the 9th division of the Swiss Federal School at Zurich.
Uh-huh.
That's the division of teachers in natural sciences.
Mm-hmm.
At that time it was the 10th division.
Yeah.
And this teacher in St. Gaul told me, don't go to the division of chemistry.
Mm-hmm.
There are so many students that you don't get a good contact with the professors.
Mm-hmm.
Go to the 9th or the
10th division. The natural
then
science
there are
division.
Two or
yes.
three students.
Yes.
And each has a very
mm-hmm.
good contact with the professors.
Mm-hmm.
And that was like this.
That was good advice.
And I had very fine professors.
Mm-hmm. What was the name of your professor in St. Gaul? Do you
Enz,
remember?
Enz?
Yes. I see.
He died 2 or 3 years ago.
Yeah?
Yes.
So you went on to the Swiss Federal Institute of Technology.
Technology, yes.
And you entered the Division of Natural Sciences. That was in what year?
That was in 21.
21. So in between we had a world war. Did that affect you
yes,
in any way?
I was very impressed of this big war.
Mm-hmm.
And this impression goes on up to now. And I ask me a long time when I'm living why it is not possible that human beings live friendly and peaceful on
mm-hmm.
this earth,
yes.
which grows smaller and smaller.
Yes, yes. Well, that was really a consequence of your witnessing this war at a very early age.
Yes, yes, yes.
So now let's go to the ETH, ETH,
yes,
or Swiss Federal Institute of Technology.
I was very lucky to have wonderful teachers. Staudinger, we come back to him.
Yes, indeed.
This
yes.
afternoon.
Yes.
And the physicist Scherer, he was Paul Scherer.
Paul Scherer?
Yes.
Oh, he was there already?
Yes, yes. He was a young professor at
yes.
that time
mm-hmm.
and was wonderful in the great number of experiments
mm-hmm.
he made in each lesson. That was a firework.
Yeah, he was an exciting teacher,
yes.
wasn't
yes.
he?
Yes. And then there was the old botanist Schröter, very famous for the knowledge of plants of the Alps. He wrote a thick book, Die Pflanzen der Alpen.
Oh, yeah.
And he made excursions and I photographed, and I was his so-called whole photograph. If he saw a very nice plant anywhere, he called me, Signal, come and take a picture.
Did you develop your own pictures, or did you?
Yes, yes. I have made them on glass, diapositives, and so I had a very nice collection. I have it no more, because now in my age I must look that not too many things which have only a relation to me or a relation to them are still there when I close my eyes. So it's not more than half a year. I let go with the old glasses
on
these fine pictures.
Well,
it was hard for my heart.
Well,
so I said, goodbye. Now a new generation is coming and they have their own interests.
Well, and now in at the ETH you had inorganic chemistry. Do you remember who taught it?
Yes, that was the son of the very famous Treadwell. Treadwell was one of the masters known in all the world for analytical chemistry.
He was English, was he?
Yes, and at that time when I was there, it was his son, the young Treadwell, which was very good in analytical chemistry, and he instructed in organic chemistry. Staudinger gave the first lecture of inorganic chemistry, not only of organic chemistry. In one term it was inorganic, and then in the next term it was organic chemistry.
I see.
So you see, Staudinger had a broad view on chemistry as a whole.
Yes, he was very versatile.
Yes. And but there was not a very good relation between the scientific part of the Swiss Federal Institute and the technological part. Each part had the tendency to be more important than the other.
Was that engineering chemistry?
Engineering chemistry.
And who was there? Was it Fiertz?
Eduard Fiertz.
And Guir? Was he there?
Guir came later on.
He came later. Fiertz was quite famous for his dye chemistry.
Yes. He was a very strong personality.
Yes.
As well as Staudinger.
Yes. But
and it's very common that.
But you had no interest in going into dye chemistry, although you would have had some relationship to it through your textile background.
But I had not the idea to go back after my studies
to join the firm.
To join firm, because there was my older brother.
I see.
Who was specially educated
yes,
to take
I
the
see.
Firm.
I see.
But there was a competition for good students between the good professors.
Yes.
So Nickley asked me whether I would come in his department as an assistant and take them mineralogy.
Yes.
But then it was the chemistry which had a higher weight for me.
For you.
For my ancestors.
Yeah, I wanted to ask you with who taught mineralogy, but you have answered my question. It was Nickley.
Paul Nickley.
Yes.
And his son is now professor of mineralogy at Bern University.
And from your work, studying part of your work, I have seen that you have quite an interest in mineralogy. So you must have concentrated quite a bit on this aspect during
the
your studies.
The lecture of Nickley was fascinating, and I was fascinated by this round groups, by which wonderful geometry
symmetry.
And mathematics of crystals. So when I got the Rockefeller stipendium, I chose as a place for 6 months,
you chose
Manchester, where the young Bragg was the chief of the institute. And he got the Nobel Prize 25 or 26 years together with his father. Both got, if I am right in my memory, the Nobel Prize for applying the X-ray method to determine the structure of organic materials.
Yes, of crystals. So that was the younger Bragg.
Yes.
Well, now that was, we're jumping ahead a little bit. We are now 1921 to 1925 at the Swiss Federal Institute of Technology, and I would like to know a little more about your relationship with Staudinger. Your PhD work was done with Staudinger.
My thesis about the polymer formaldehyde at Zurich.
Yes.
And short afterwards, Staudinger was asked to be the main professor of chemistry in Freiburg. And then, having made half the thesis, I went with Staudinger to Freiburg.
I see.
And I finished the thesis there and had my examination at Zurich by professors.
You got your degree from Zurich, but you did your doctoral work in Freiburg.
Freiburg, yes, and my examiners were Richard Kuhn, the successor of Staudinger, and the co-referent was Fields.
I see.
They who took my oral examination.
Was that a difficult situation for you?
Oh, Staudinger said, you must nothing prepare. There are only questions in relation to your work. And so it was. So it was very really easy.
So it wasn't, it wasn't difficult.
It was more a formality than examination.
Do you know why Staudinger preferred to go to Freiburg instead of staying at the Swiss Federal Institute of Technology?
Yes. The reason was that the two parts, the industrial part and the scientific part, had not very good relations, as I
So it was a personality conflict?
It was a personality conflict, and in Freiburg he was the chief of the whole chemistry, so that was in accordance with his intention. He was a man very deep, very hurry, and with enormous energy.
Did you like him?
Oh,
you did?
I admired him.
You admired him?
And he did very much for me. And he was very content with me.
Yes.
My wife was not so very content with him. He had very much to do with the running of the institute all the morning.
Are we talking about Freiburg now?
Freiburg,
yes.
And then between 12 and half one, he finished that work. And then he came to my small, it was a small part of the institute. Oh, Herr Signer, jetzt haben wir Zeit, jetzt wollen wir etwas über Wissenschaft diskutieren. And that went on until 2, half 3, 3, and at home my wife was waiting
with
and keeping the meal warm for
me. Yes.
And so I had very many, very fine discussions with Staudinger.
Did you talk a lot about polymer chemistry? I guess that was his main concern in those days.
Up and to, from time to time, he remembered the nice time he had in Switzerland.
Yes.
And then there was the great change in Germany. And Hitler came up. And then one had to walk all the institute, Staudinger and his assistants and the men of who cleaned all together had in the new idea of Hitler to walk to a big place where thousands of people were and had to attend the talk of the Führer. And then Staudinger said to me, it was a long day, walked on. Herr Signor, wir Türken, wir nehmen das als Sonnenbad.
We take this as a sun bath.
So, so, you see, very, had a good humor
very
too.
Good, yes. But that was only around 1930, and Hitler was already so strong, his influence was so strong then.
Strong. I left 35.
Yes.
And I had to leave Freiburg because my sons, Peter and the other boy was born at that time. They already stand at the street, and when there are many people walked along, they left arm to, and I'd hail Hitler, and then my wife and I said, no, now we have to go.
And so you were married at that time. What year did you get married?
That was 28.
In 28, I see.
Yes.
And that was still in Zurich?
That was in Freiburg.
Ah, it was in Freiburg, yes.
Change of place from Zurich to Freiburg, that was 27.
Yes.
26 or 27.
Was your wife German? Or?
No, no. I
or did you meet her before?
Know her during my studies in Zurich.
I see.
We were in the same class of learning dance, and then we found that we could make the life together. And we are now 58 years back.
You are. And what was her maiden name?
Margarete Meyer.
Margarete Meyer. Yes. From Zurich?
From Rüschlikon on the Zürich Sea.
Uh-huh. I see. I would like to know a little more about Staudinger, maybe about Staudinger at the ETH. Who else was there? Was Ruschitzka there?
Ruschitzka was there, but he had not a great position in the institute. He was a hard-working man. He always had a green Gärtnerschütze with very big shaking Scheidetrichter.
Oh, yes, separatory funnels.
In his very small room where he worked with two or three of his doctorates. He was very active in making experiments himself.
Yes.
In the contrast to Staudinger, he had not the time to do experiments himself. But Staudinger had a great number of students working on the thesis, and that was very fine for me, because later on, when I came of the idea of streaming by refringence, I had so many different high polymer substances that I was in a very fine position to have, with so many materials, a good insight of the new method.
I see.
And Reichstein was not more at Zurich at that time.
No more, no longer, yes.
He had an enormous work together with Staudinger. Staudinger tried to get out the products who make the aroma of coffee. And he and Reichstein and many students worked in this field for years. But then it came out that by the Röstung des Kaffees, the high temperature, the molecules break down, and what makes the taste, that's a number of 10 or 20 different things. So it's absolutely impossible to make synthetic coffee.
Synthetic coffee aroma,
yes. That was the great work which Reichstein did under Staudinger's device.
I see. So now you went to Freiburg with Staudinger and you discussed his theories, and you must have been a part of the controversy, Staudinger his theories were attacked, and there must have been great concern on his side.
Yes.
Can you tell me a little bit about this?
Yes. That is very interesting for my life, to see how intensively Staudinger was attacked when he came out with his idea of the great molecules. And several years later, every student or pupil of the secondary school knows already the nucleic acid, and it's very well to understand for him that there are big molecules.
Mm-hmm.
And I told you that I had interest in philosophy.
Mm-hmm.
And I read, when I was 16 or 17, works of Kant and Staudinger.
Schopenhauer.
And in this introduction to Schopenhauer's main work, Die Welt als Wille und Vorstellung, he says, eine große Wahrheit kann nur ein kurzes Siegesfest feiern zwischen den langen Zeiträumen, in der sie als absurd verlacht und als trivial geringgeschätzt wird. Und das ist, was ich erlebt